warning.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Any idea?
I don't know. You see me with my clothes off?
I know you like two things I like.
Chicken
and chicks.
You're the greatest lover I've ever had.
To hell. I practice a lot when I'm alone.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. Carolyn and her mother have found one way a girl can repay a boy for entertaining her.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Would be fun.
Niyaketa onna no okina me no naka ni Adam to Eve no chikyu ga mieru. Otoko tachi wa matte iru onna no mizugi ni kakurete iru Zeus no Dione no kawaii ko.
Zeus とリオネの可愛い子海から生まれた悪の力。
扉に男が迷う
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage. With audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And we do two different types of sound collage. Here in the Friday night 8 to 10 p.m. time slot here on WMFO in Medford. And this is a plastic sushi sound collage where we always start off with some Japanese music. And then we genre jump our way through a freeform mix of jazz, rock, funk, punk, electronic, country, disco, as many different styles of music as we possibly can that match our theme. And that's opposed to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, which also mixes in audio clips from who knows where, but we go deep and we explore typically two types of music, and we always have a featured artist on Tears of the Gods. First, before we get any further, let me thank our WMFO executive board for renewing my sound collages once again in this favorite of all my time slots that I've ever had. I've been doing radio here since 2004, and I'm very happy about that. But I've been on Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursday nights, but Fridays, yes, 8 to 10 p.m. Thank you for this gift of radio, which I can return to you, our wonderful listeners. And this evening, well, Valentine's Day is next Wednesday, and this evening, it's the lovely and lusty Plastic Sushi Valentine's Day special. We began with a Japanese band, of course. That was a band from the 1960s, a so-called group sounds band, the Cougars, with Aphrodite. And this evening, we're going to be playing songs about, well, you know, as far as themes go, if there's one subject that broadly predominates popular music, it'd have to be human relationships. And we're going to be having songs about love, but particularly related feelings like lust and jealousy and revenge and obsession. And my audio clips this evening in particular, I've got samples from three of my favorite educational movies from the 1940s and 1950s. Dating Do's and Don'ts, Beginning to Date, and Are You Popular? And I found them at this spectacular internet.org. No, actually, archive.org website on the internet. It's the Internet Archive. And, well, we've got so much great music for you this evening from so many bands. We're going to be hearing from Kraftwerk, the German godfathers of all of hip-hop. We're going to be hearing from Van Halen. We're going to be hearing from Peaches, the electroclash artist Peaches. Johnny Cash is in the mix, Donna Summer. Some Ultra Lounge jazz with Martin Denny. And going way back, Jim Backus, Mr. Magoo, Thurston Howell III. Yeah, we got him tonight for you. And in the next set, we're going to be hearing some Ramones and ZZ Top. And, well, we're going to start it off with some more Japanese music and also something from the 1960s. The Neat Beats. And, well, here we go.
How do you choose a date? Whose company would you enjoy? Well, one thing you can consider is looks.
It's not the little girl thing, is it?
No, it's not that one.
Come on, tell me.
No, come on. You can guess. When do I guess? When am I guessing? Then I'll tell you.
The fireman. The fireman thing.
No, it's not the one at the fireman. That would be fun, but it's not. You know what it is, honey?
What you want?
us naked in the car. And the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park. Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up, you and me. We never, ever, ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought. Undressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, we are bringing you the lovely and lusty Valentine's Day special. We began the set with a Japanese band, The Neat Beats, and Looks So Nice. Then we heard a very cool cover of a Madonna song by Annabella Wynn. Her cool cover of Like a Virgin, the LCD mix, which I found on an album called Virgin Voices, a tribute to Madonna. And then we heard from Kiss, Gene Simmons specifically, Christine 16, one of those, yes, many, politically and more incorrect songs of the 1970s. And yes, Kiss, a band that unfortunately informed my budding teenage sexuality in the 1970s. Could have had better models than Gene Simmons, I think. And then the Ramones, another band from the 1970s in their prime. Well, that's when they started. Their prime was certainly beyond that into the 80s as well. And then we had, one of those audio clips from who knows where that are sprinkled throughout my sound collages. That was, at this point, I guess we'd call it a vintage piece. A fantasy featuring Dorothy O and Tom Byron about the fantasy jar. And then ZZ Top finished us off with the music in that set and Pearl Necklace, a song which is not about jewelry. Backing me up right now is another Japanese artist. This is Kitaro, who is more generally known for his epic classical-ish, synthesizer-ish, new age pieces. This is called Cosmic Love. So, what's going on around Medford? Well, one thing that's going on is Medford Conversations, and they're happy to announce that registration is open for their 2018 Conversation Series. Medford Conversations is a volunteer organization that arranges small discussion circles guided by trained facilitators. Last year, more than 100 members of the Medford community made new connections with their neighbors as they engaged in a series of discussions on race and diversity. This year's conversations will be centered on housing, transportation, and other basic needs in Medford, Massachusetts. The registrations, well, the events are open to everyone at no cost, but pre-registration is required. Registration for this year's series closes on February 18th, so be sure to register soon. Please visit MedfordConversations.org to register or to just learn more. And this has been a public service message from MedfordConversations.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing a couple of electronish bands that had profound influences on a lot of other artists and are maybe a little bit less well-known themselves. As I mentioned before, we're going to hear from Kraftwerk, the German electronic band, who really are the godfathers of all of hip-hop music, as well as so much pop music. David Bowie was in particular a real big fan of theirs. And we're also going to be hearing from two Japanese bands, Fantastic Plastic Machine. And we're going to start off the set with Melon, which was formed by two Japanese musicians who were in a band called The Plastics, which was incredibly influential, and they went to New York and hooked up with some Americans who were hanging out there, and they're a very genre jumping band themselves. So let's start off the next set with them, and then we're gonna finish with some AC/DC and my well, a special remix that just fits in well with our lovely and lustful Valentine's Day theme.
It's okay.
Yes, Melon, I Will Call You, and other famous last words.
Oh! begin with.
Love has no boundaries.
What we call our domination.
My disappointment when you arrived.
Action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what a L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did the wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Kenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cole Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cole Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know? Break it down. Saddle, looking for a little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the Love Connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks, I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. It said she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cole Medina.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
And what is your name, little girl?
Jen.
Jen. And what did you do to get locked up in a place like this?
Well, I was just talking to my friend Steve, and a police came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say.
Is that right? So you're telling me you were unjustly accused?
Oh,
night. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, we are bringing you the lovely and lustful Valentine's Day special. And we began that set with a band, a very wide-ranging, eclectic band called Melon, founded by two Japanese guys. And they came to New York and worked with a couple of musicians they met there. That was called I Will Call You and Other Famous Last Words from their Do You Like Japan album. And thanks to Chuck Yu for turning me onto Melon and that album. And then we heard Kraftwerk and Computer Love from their remixed album called The Mix. And we had a couple of clips in there from an interview. Longtime general manager of WMFO, Annie Ross, did with Susie, who had a product she had invented, a music-driven vibrator, the Oh My Bod vibrator. And then we also had some clips from one of the scariest public service messages that I've ever heard. How to Seduce, which was created by the Ad Council in their online sexual exploitation campaign. And we followed that with a very short piece by Fantastic Plastic Machine. It's called Sun Minute of Love, and it clocked in at 59 seconds. And then Tone Lock and Funky Cold Medina, another one of many songs that doesn't quite work if it was created in today's atmosphere. A song kind of about a love potion. Yes, love potions. Illegal these days, although they aren't exactly love potions, the things that are illegal. But then we finished with my Plastic Sushi Jailhouse Gen remix of AC/DC's What You Do for Money, Honey. So in the next set, it's going to be five songs that are all my individual single song sound collage remixes. And the first one that we're going to hear is by a bunch of, young vocalists who participated in the Kids Bop franchise, where the producers basically had children do covers of hit songs with the lyrics sometimes altered to make them more age-appropriate for the little ones. And the song I'm going to play for you, Say Hey, I Love You, well, it really speaks to me, and I wish I could make a slightly different version of it that altered some of the lyrics and the arrangements. There's only so much I can do with my computer and my mixing technology. But what I'd really like to do, well, in this case, the original song was by Michael Franti and Spearheads, and there was a line in there about junkies on the corner. Well, in the Kids Bop Kids version, it became Kids on the Corner. But in my fantasy remix, there's a line in the song about I want to write a song about a boy and a girl, and I change that or add lines to it. Have a song writing a song about a girl and a girl, and then a song about